On today's morning show, we're talking about Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. On this segment, joining us is Walk Chair June Nee, along with Rose Burkholz, who is Director of Cancer Patients Assistance. Rose, let's start with you here today. You've been able to go over some of the recent numbers for GRACE, and what is it looking like for this year so far?
Okay. Well, good morning, Phil. We have, you know, as far as this year goes, up until the end of May, so we're three quarters of the way through, we have expended for patient assistance $117,000+. And that is not even close to what is allotted for us for patient assistance. And so we are always, you know, if anybody needs assistance, please don't hesitate to come to us. If I kind of calculate it out as for what is anticipated, we will probably use about $146,000, but we've actually been allocated, I think, $230,000+ for patient assistance. And so we have a lot of funds available, and so please don't hesitate to reach out if you need assistance. And yes, yeah, so we, like I said, we anticipate using about $146,000, but we have been, last year they allocated $238,000. So we're, you know, $100,000 under what we have to use. Year to date, which is only 9 months from September 1st of last year to through the end of May, so it was 9 months, we have had a total of 63 applications. And then last year, during the entire fiscal year, we had 70. So, you know, we'll probably end up at about the 80 mark. We get about, we're averaging seven applications a month, sometimes more or less, but the average is seven. And, you know, so it's, we have a lot of room, you know, to add more people to it. So we have, you know, the different counties we've had for the past calendar year, past 12 months, we've had 88 applications total across the counties. And this year to date, we only have 63. So we should get up to that 80 mark if we keep coming at an average of seven a month. So like I said, we have a lot of room for growth. So if people need help, please call us because we can help if you're in our service area. We are finding that it was interesting. Somebody called me last week that lives in the service area. And, you know, we try to make ourselves known by the radio, by the papers, however we can, social media. And they were actually referred to us from Carbone Cancer Center. When they met with a social worker there, they asked where they live. They said, did you ever hear about GRACE? And they had no idea. And they live in the service area. They live in Richland County. And so Carbone is sending people to us. From Madison, from their clinics.
That's interesting. They go all the way to Madison to be sent back to Richland Center for assistance.
Yep, and then the word is getting out somewhere because then I've had people calling me from outside of the service area to see if they are even eligible. So, and somebody had my name and number, so it's out there somewhere that people are getting the information out, but it really needs, I don't know how else to get it out. I don't know how to reach out to people. The one county that we're really down for assistance is Iowa County. We only had two applications this year from Iowa County, and we have three townships in Iowa County. So I don't know how to get out there to get to those people. We try to hit different the parades are there, hand out information. But I said even locally, people are still not knowing who we are. Mm-hmm. But we definitely have the funds available, and we pay anything that's you need paid within reason. We can't do anything, you know, like if you're going to go on vacation, no, we're not paying for that. But, you know, if you have to go down for a two-day stay at the hospital or you have appointments on two separate days, we do pay the hotel overnight. So we have to make the reservations. So we pay hotels, we pay for the gas, we pay for, it says groceries, but it's basically Walmart. We have Walmart cards. And, you know, as long as it's not used for tobacco or alcohol or lottery tickets, you can use it, you know, to for self-sustaining and products that you need in your home, groceries, clothes, whatever. So we have a lot out there. And the gas cards from Quick Trip. You know, we've already given out to date this fiscal year $29,000 in gas cards. And last year, for the whole year, we gave out $34,000. So gas cards are a big thing, as are the Walmart cards, which, you know, last year we gave out $34,000. This year we're already up to $31,000. So, you know, the people are needing it, and that's where we see the biggest things are the gas, the groceries, and the gas, and then a lot of medical expenses. You know, last year we paid $30,000 out in medical, and this year, with 3 months to go, we've already hit the $26,000 mark. So there's a lot out there. And, you know, we can't pay pharmacies work a little bit different. They don't give you a receipt to go and get, you know, that we can go and pay them. But if people go to, and I'm not advocating one pharmacy over another at all, but one thing we can't tell from this is that when patients go to Walmart, they can use their Walmart card to pay for their prescriptions. So we don't know if they're buying their prescriptions with the card. It doesn't matter. They can do that. But we don't have the same method to pay any other pharmacy. So we don't really know what we're paying in pharmacy bills. But that's another one. We just don't know how to get our hands around how to work with the pharmacy so that we can help the patient pay for their medication.
So your service area has been expanded. So you've seen a little bit more, requests, I guess, from that area and things like that. And I think just getting the word out, maybe word of mouth, you know, people are listening.
I think word of mouth is about the thing that works best. I mean, we, like I said, we hit different events and say, you know, this is available. And they all kind of look at you with this glazed over look. And so we're trying to get out there, you know, one-on-one, look them in the eye and say, here, we can offer this. And I was at one event when some guy said, well, you know, I can't remember if it was his mother or somebody, she said, she's in the hospital right now and with cancer. I said, well, is she in our service area? Well, I don't know. I said, well, here's an application. If she is, have her mail it back to us. If she's not, it's no loss. The application process is very easy. We don't ask for any income information. It doesn't matter if you get assistance from other nonprofits or what your income is, what your insurance is. We don't look at any of that. All we look at is, do you have cancer? We do have to verify that you have cancer. And are you in our service area? And that's it. And I have hit a couple stumbling blocks. I have one that's kind of on hold right now because it's actually a person who is homeless. And that's hard. You know, they don't have a routine. As to how do I verify the treatment? Are you getting treatment? That's been a kicker there. But otherwise, it's pretty fast going. It's usually 2 days most that we can get people approved.
That's very quick.
It's very quick, yeah.
Not a lot of strings to pull or anything.
No, yeah. Just get that paperwork to me. If it's all filled out, we're good to go.
What has been the most unique request for payment since you've been taking over? Anything that comes to mind?
I'm sure there's been some ones out there.
because there's like phone bills and maybe power bills.
Right. We've paid for wood pellets at Do-It Center. So that's heating. You know, that's part of you need that in the winter. Mm-hmm. I can't think of anything that's really been out there that I would even question. You know, as to what it was. Nobody's been that brave. But I said, as long as it is something that you need for your livelihood during this process, you know, that there's your expenses don't go away and your family's expenses don't go away. But yeah, I mean, one woman needed, she was not going to go get her treatment unless she could get tires on her van. Mm. Okay, we put tires on a van, you know, but that she had the funds for that. You know, they have to have the funds for it. We can't just say we're going to do it. But she had been very good with her funds, and she had enough money, so we were able to put $1,000 worth of tires on her van for her so she could continue treatment because that was going to be an issue. So, I can't think of anything that's been really far out there. Mm-hmm. Funeral expenses are sometimes kind of hit you, they blindside you, but we do pay those. So if there is somebody who gets benefits from us, and they have passed away, that you have 60 days from the day that they pass away to get an invoice to me, if it's for utilities or for bills that have accumulated, you know, for medical treatment, for ambulance fees, whatever, get those to me within 60 days, and we will still pay those, you know, so that those are still expenses that the client has, you know, has received.
You talked about the amount of money anticipate. You'd hate to think that somebody was, you know, being like, well, I don't want to bother Grace. Maybe, you know, there's somebody else that needs it worse. You probably hear that.
I hear that a lot. No, I don't need it. I said, but just apply for it, okay? Just have it there because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And you would just as soon have that money available. And if in 6 months something changes, now you're not scrambling to figure out how am I going to pay these bills. That we're a backup, we're a cushion for you. So no, it's not that you are in dire need and that you have to use these funds. They're there, you know, they're your safety net. But we will be more than willing. Some people send in their utility bill every month. I know it's coming, and we pay their utility bill every month. That's how they want to use their money. That's how they can use their money. We bought a lift chair for someone. You know, that they needed a lift chair for someone or for their dad, and he was getting assistance. So, yeah, we bought the lift chair for him, and that's how his funds were used because those are not cheap either. Oh. So it's however the person who applies for the funds needs to use the funds. We don't dictate how they use them. Some people want gas and groceries. Others want their utilities paid. A couple people just want their rent paid for a few months, however it's used. But you don't have to use it. But you have 1 year from the day you're approved to use those funds, and then they kind of come back into the pot and are redistributed again. So,
Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, our subject on the morning show. June Nee is here, walk chair as well. June, was it a good kickoff and everything last month then?
Good morning, Phil. Yeah, kickoff went really well, and we want to thank everybody again that came out and enjoyed the wonderful pancake supper, courtesy of the Kiwanis Club of Richland Center. They're very, very generous. And all of the people that helped that night, who volunteered to either help serve and or help set up and take down and clean up, we really appreciate everybody. It went really well. I think we have 40 teams sign up so far this year. I think we're down a couple. We lost a few from the previous year, but we also gained a few. So we're still not too far off from where we were last year. So that all went really well.
And T-shirts have been turned in at this point, or the orders have been?
Yes, the orders were turned in on June 11th. And so that is all done. You can still register a team. It's not too late to do that, but you will not be able to order T-shirts at this time. That deadline has passed. T-shirt pickup day would be July 30th at the Grace office, and that's from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
And people are selling raffle tickets now, I would guess.
We have the calendar raffle tickets out there. From what I understand, they're hard to get. I think we distributed pretty much all of them. So if you have tickets and you don't think you're going to be able to sell them, please turn them back into the Grace office because we want to get them back out there. And our goal is to sell every one of them. I think last year at the walk, we only had a small amount left. And some of my committee members were walking around and getting them out there. So I think we sold all of them. You have to have them sold before that drawing at 9 o'clock, but we did. So if you have raffle tickets, if you took more than what now you're thinking, oh, I'm not going to be able to sell all these, please turn them back into the Grace office.
And then they'll be drawn. I think that's kind of fun because it stretches out over the course of the month, you know. And
yep.
So there's a winner every day.
Yes, from
including the big one, the Night of Grace.
Right, yes. Right. And that's always exciting.
Which is August 14th.
Yes, so our 23rd annual Walk with Grace is going to be August 14th at Crosscut Park. The opening ceremony will begin at 6 p.m. Next month, I hope people tune in. We're going to have my logistics chair, Eric Rennish, here, and he's going to talk about the logistics of parking and when you can no longer come in and drive through. We want to keep everybody safe, and it's very important. And the last few years, we've had, you know, some cars come in when they shouldn't have, and it's just our main goal is to have a good time, celebrate our survivors, celebrate the year of hard work that our teams have done, but we have to keep everybody safe. And so Eric will be on next month with us, and he'll talk logistics. So I hope people tune into that.
We want to talk about the Walk with Grace auction on the radio, and we're going to be doing that again this year, June.
Yes, we're excited. The Walk with Grace auction on the radio will be the week before. So it's going to be August 3rd through the 7th. And we want to really encourage anybody that would like to donate to our auctions. We will also have a silent auction and a bucket raffle at the walk that night in the community center. But we want to encourage anyone that would like to donate, please get them in as soon as possible. We've kind of set a date out there. I think we said July 10th, right around there, the 9th, 10th. If you could get them into our office, at least by then, we will be able to get them out in the social media, and on our website and that with pictures. And so you can still turn in after that, but there won't be the publicity around it. So if you really would like that publicity, we'd like to get it out there so that bidders, people who are going to want to bid on these items, can see them ahead of time and think, you know, I really want that. Or so we'd like to really encourage those who are going to donate to bring them up to the Grace office before July 10th.
And if you're hearing this and you've got an idea, sometimes they're not even that far out, you know, just maybe something unique you can think of, or a service or whatever, get a hold of one of us. I know Haley Seep is the chair. Ken Feed is on the committee. Leif Carlson,
And Eileen Stevens.
And Eileen Stevens.
Yeah, we have a big committee. And so, yeah, just if you have any questions, you can always go to walkwithgrace.com. And I believe there's a section on there where you can email, and they'll get it, and they'll pass it on to whoever needs it. And we'll get back to you as soon as we can if you need help with something. But, you know, yeah, we've gotten so many different amazing items. And the businesses have been more than generous. This community is just amazing. And not only do they support Grace, but other businesses or other charity, or they support so many different organizations, and we just appreciate this community so much.
The other thing that we wanted to point out was there were some teams inquiring about if they could get credit for their team for money raised by something sold to the radio auction, and the answer is yes, that we will let that happen this year.
Yes, I think there was a price amount on that, and you might know that from being on our committee, but, you know, I think it had to bring in a certain amount of value to it. But yes, your team could get credit for that. It could go to your team.
Do you remember, Rose?
I thought it was, it's 250, sound right?
250, I believe.
I think
that's
two
right.
Or 250, but so yeah. Yes. Yeah. But yeah, we otherwise, when you donate an item, we get together as our committee, and we will go through and, you know, decide radio auction, silent auction, or bucket raffle. Because most of these people that are on our auction committee have been doing this for quite some time for us, and they kind of know what goes well here, what goes well on this auction, you know, so they're... You know, we've got some good experts on there that have worked with other auctions and silent auctions and bucket raffles. So we, with respect from everybody, we just appreciate the donation. And if your donation gets in the bucket raffle, don't think that, well, they didn't think much of it. We just know, hey, people are going to want that. They're going to buy the tickets for that. And so we know that every item has its special place and where it's going to do the best for Grace.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's better just to see something in person, you know, look at it. And, you know, I think maybe it goes well in those situations as
yes.
opposed to seeing a picture online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so, too. So, yeah. And then I would like, if it's okay, I would like to just name our ambassadors, let people know. In case you hadn't heard yet, we announced our four ambassadors for the 23rd annual Walk with Grace at the kickoff. They were also a part of the 4th of July parade. So I want to list them again.
Dairy Days.
Dairy Days parade.
Dairy Days. I'm sorry. Yes, thank you. The Dairy Days Parade, the Rodeo Parade. We had our ambassadors riding on a float. So we have Babe, Lila Kraska, Gary Schwartz, Nancy Gear, and Mike Bradford. And we're really honored to have those four this year as our ambassadors.
That's a good group. And we look forward to kind of putting the spotlight on them a little bit more.
Yes, they will be sharing their story with you on the radio. And then we'll also have their story in the Observer.
And there is a change this year. There will not be the Wednesday night Survivor Night. Is that correct?
Right, yes. There we are not going to have the Captain's Survivor Night this year. We're going to try something a little different. And we're just going to see how it goes. We will have the doctors, the research doctors, because that's kind of the, you know, the captains drop off their stuff, and we will still have that. They will just do that at the Grace office and that night. But the research doctors will speak at the walk. And last year, Dr. Paul Lambert, who comes from UW-Carbone, he wasn't able to come to the Captain's Survivors Night, so he came to the walk, and it really went well. People loved hearing from him. Some people go to the walk that aren't able to go to the Captain's Night. So this year, we're hoping to confirm Dr. Lambert again, but we haven't gotten that yet. But I do have Dr. Karen Cowden-Dahl from Gunderson Amplify Health. She will be speaking that night at the walk. And she was wonderful last year, too, to listen to. She was at the Captain's Night event. So just, yeah, a reminder for all teams and the public who, you know, we didn't have a huge number those nights. But for anyone who liked going to that, we are going to skip that this year and see how it goes.
Wonderful. These things that you're talking about all add up to the same totals. And Rose, the numbers that you talked about wouldn't be possible if we didn't get a good fundraising effort. Have you heard how things are going with other teams and some other things that are going on for Grace?
Well, we try to advertise everything that people let the Grace office know about. It goes on their social media page and whatnot. There's various, I can't think of any off the top of my head, of course. But I know, like, the bank had their pulled pork sandwiches.
Right.
Why am I just blanking on everything?
St. John's has something coming up. They have their euchre tournament, and then they're also having a pizza supper. Those I saw both were posted on our Walk with Grace social media page. So, yeah, check out our page on Facebook. Yeah. So we always, like Rose said, we put those fundraisers out there if the teams get them to us.
Right. The teams have to give the information to us. We don't do the posters for them. If they have a poster made for their event, then they should be getting that to the Grace office and it'll be posted. The Team Sandy had their bowling thing in January, as always. That's always a great fundraiser there. Mm-hmm. So there's just a lot of different team activities. The guitars are out again, I see.
Mm-hmm.
I actually got some calls on my phone asking how to get a hold of Jim.
Jim walked in on.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, okay. So, you know, there's a lot of different fundraisers out there. Just keep your ear to the ground. Listen to the community calendar. Look at the Walk with Grace website. There's always something going on. There's a lot of need. And it goes to a good cause. It's not being lost. And I just want another thing that you might want to keep in the back of your mind is, I did check for the last 2 years. You know, what's the average age of somebody who gets benefits, who has the cancer diagnosis and is getting benefits? The average age in the past 12 months, or the last fiscal year, the last 9 months, is 65.1 years old. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of us out there who might fit that little category. And remember, that's average. So we've had some much younger, and I have 90-year-olds. So keep that in mind. You're not just supporting one person. You are supporting a community. And anything you can do with these fundraisers, you know, it comes back to Grace in the cash, and then gets put out there for people to use. So it's a good cause. You're not wasting your money. And we're, you know, definitely, if you have something for the auctions, make sure you get it in. You know, some companies businesses have been contacted by the auction committee already. So we're looking forward to getting those auction items in so we can figure out, what to do with them.
Right. Yeah. And if you haven't been contacted, make sure you contact us. Yeah. Another good thing that maybe we haven't mentioned enough is the Grace office hours. When is that normally open?
The Grace office is open Tuesdays and Thursdays from 11 o'clock until 3 o'clock. That's when there's always somebody there at that time, except for I think the 4th of July is on Thursday this year. Mm-hmm. So that will not... obviously won't be open during holidays.
Right.
But yeah, otherwise it's 11 to 1. And if it's any other time, you know, I think it's only if there's a weather issue or somebody's sick, we can't get it covered, we'd put it on WRCO or whatever. But it's Tuesdays and Thursdays, so make sure that you mark those down as that's when we're there. Now, the other thing that we do have, when you come to the Grace office, you have to come up 30 steps to get to us. And that is a deterrent for some people, but I've had people, I just tell them, call me. You know, when you're coming, tell me what you need, if you need your gas cards, if you need me to pick up invoices, whatever, what you're bringing, what you need. Call me when you leave your house, and then call me when you park. And I meet them downstairs.
Uh-huh. So I get the 30 steps.
I get the 30 steps up and down.
Yeah. 60.
60, yeah. So, yeah, we do that because that's a lot of steps for people.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. You know, for those of us who are supposedly able to do steps, it's a lot of steps. But don't let that deter you, please. You know, just call. We make arrangements to get people, get your stuff to you or back from you.
And so we're putting out the plea for people to contact you, you know, if they do have a need, family member, whatnot, just for more information. And what number is a good number to reach you at, Rose?
The number to reach me at is area 608-604-2900. And that will come directly to the phone that I have for the Grace office. If I don't answer it, I carry that's with me all the time. But if I don't answer when you call, it's not that I'm ignoring you. It might be that I'm in a public place and I don't answer that phone if I'm at Walmart or if I'm anywhere where anyone else could hear a conversation. Mm-hmm. So I'm not ignoring you. Please leave a message and I'll get back to you. But
because it's anonymous.
Yeah. Nobody knows who it is. You guys have no idea who I'm giving benefits to. Nobody in the office, only the other person that I work on Tuesdays and Joanne works on Thursdays. We know who those people are, and that's it. Nobody else gets it. It's not out there electronically. It's locked in files. Nothing's on the website, so it's all... Mm-hmm. It's all confidential.
The way it should be. And then once in a while, I'll find out after the fact, somebody will tell me, oh, yeah, we got some help from Grace or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, they tell me on their own, and, you know, I had no idea.
Yeah, so if they want to say it, that's fine. But, you know, people say, hey, has so-and-so applied for benefits? I don't have a clue. That's always my response. I don't know. I don't. Mm-hmm. Even if I do know, I'm not going to tell you.
Sure.
So, just make sure that if you know anybody who needs help, please have them call me. And like I said, apply for it even if you don't think you need it because you don't know when you're going to have a car accident and have a deductible you have to pay and you need a car to get to your appointments. You know, we'll work something out. We can rent a car, I guess. I don't know. But, there's always ways.
Getting the word out. And the other, we just recently had Hannah Fry on the air with us from Gilda's Club of Madison. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But they're aware of Grace now, and they have been kind of trying to direct people from their area that, you know, might live in your service area.
Yeah, cause they're looking for people who have or have been treated for cancer, either currently or in the past, if I understand it right, who are working at the time. And they're trying to find out what barriers they had to get through, you know, if it's through employment or if it's through daycare, what problems they encounter. So it doesn't matter if they're male or female, just if you're working, had cancer, going through the treatment. They're having focus groups, and I think each person that participates, you only have to go to one focus group. It's at the Richland Hospital, and I think it's $75 if somebody participates with them.
They will pay
that person $75. Yes.
It's a good deal.
Yeah, we don't, Grace doesn't get anything. We're just kind of the conduit to try to get word out to people as to how cancer has affected their work life.
Mm-hmm. To be a part of the study. Mm-hmm. Yeah. June, anything else you want to add today?
I think we covered everything. I just want to remind everybody that our theme for this year is We the People Unite for a Cure. and our t-shirts are going to be an ash color, and then the ambassadors will be a light blue. So I think it's going to be really cool with the 250th birthday of the United States of America. So we're that's what it is. The people of this community and the surrounding communities that are in our service area, that, you know, we've united and we've done this for, this is our 23rd year of Walk with Grace. And that's what we do. And I couldn't be prouder to be in this community. I just said that to somebody the other day, how this community is so generous and we are there for each other. We just come together for people in our community. And every year when Walk with Grace, you know, brings in 200,000 or 175,000 or 250,000, it's amazing. It's just amazing that the small community and the surrounding communities that are a part of us, you know, that what we do. And so I think it's a really great theme because, you know, we do unite together for a cure and to help our fellow, neighbors and friends and family and you know, just strangers that, you know, people we don't even know in our community that are hurting and that are going through this cancer journey. You know, we want to be there for everybody. So it's an amazing thing to be a part of.
Indeed. Rose, anything else this morning that you want to add?
Nope. It's just that I think we are trying to reach out to our counties that are touching us, that touch Richland County, getting those townships involved and, you know, really know that they're included. You know, any township that touches Richland County, they're included in our service area, and we'd really appreciate, donations from them too. But don't feel that you cannot call us to see if you are in our service area. I get many calls to say, am I covered? And, mm-hmm. you know, it's...
It pays to check, doesn't it?
It pays to check, yes, it does. Mm-hmm. And like I said, there's no financial questions asked. It's just, do you have cancer? Are you getting treatment? Are you in our service area? And that's it.
Thanks for what you do, ladies.
Yep.
We appreciate it.
Thank you, Phil.
Rose Burkholz, Director of Cancer Patients Assistance and Walk with Grace Chair, June Nee, joining us on The Morning Show.